Yes, good evening. Sorry, this is Julia. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Le Quello Strategic Planning on Thursday, 20th of June, 2013 at 10:20 UTC. On the call today, we have Johnny Laureano on the Spanish channel, such as well Alejandro Pisanti and Jose Arce. And on the English channel, we have Dev Anantilaxing. We have No Apologies. And from staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names not only for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you, and over to you.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Julia. Now I will give the floor to Alejandro. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Can you hear me? Johnny Laureano speaking. Yes, Alejandro, we hear you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Alejandro, go ahead, please. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. So there you have my phone number so that you can call me back in case there is any problem. My proposal is very brief and short. The idea is to see and discuss if there is anything important to close the matrix work and to determine the steps to finish and deliver the working group's work for Le Quello. We have been working this activity has been requested to all the members, particularly to Johnny Laureano. So we can now proceed to with the agenda and discuss the ICANN strategic planning for Latin America and the Caribbean. Once we have the results and the priorities of the region in a first version so that we can see how we can proceed. We need to take into account that the strategic plan has to do with ICANN. Of course, we have to take it into account for our strategic planning framework. In any case, I think we should bring this work to an end Jose Arce is also suggesting to close and to perform a report or draft a report. So I would like to ask you specifically if you agree with this. I would like to ask Dev and Johnny Laureano if you agree with this. Alejandro, this is Johnny Laureano speaking. I think we have been working very hard with this in relation to the strategic planning for the region. The level of skills of the members was enough so as to keep on working so that we can now write or draft a basic document and determine the action items for LACRALO or the actions to follow. So I would like to concentrate on that work, and I would like to summarize these so that we can have a basic document. So we will have to discuss with Alejandro and Alberto, who are the main contributors, if you agree with this, so that we can, as I said before, draft a document for the region to provide support. I think that the ICANN strategic planning for Latin America has made a lot of progress, and this has to do with the ICANN policy. So I think we have made progress on that. And in terms of the strategic planning and the SWOT analysis, together with the activities of the strategic planning working group, I think we can draft a document and this can be seen and implemented throughout time. So I do agree with the fact of closing this. So that we can keep on working for LACRALO, to keep on working with LACRALO. The idea is to align the objective with LACRALO and ICANN and see how we can implement the strategic planning or strategic plan . So the idea would be this: to close this issue and keep on working, and to draft a document that might be useful as a reference for our chair, Jose Arce, to have some guidelines to follow. We have been working really a lot. We have enough information, and I think this is enough to keep on moving. Thank you. Alejandro Pisante speaking. Thank you very much. Johnny, Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. David Antiluxing speaking. I can tell even from the interpreters, I can hear it in your voices that, you know, there's a sense of we need to finish this we need to finish this document, and, you know, and then come up with ways to really as I say, have a deliverable to LACRALO so that LACRALO can now take this and move on. I would say that presenting the SWOT as is, I think potentially may be problematic. The reason why I think it may be problematic, and I think Johnny Laureano's idea of creating a document is a good idea, because I think what has to happen is that the document needs to really go into the bullet points to really clarify what the points mean. And the very big, the very key reason why this needs to be done is because there's a lot of misunderstanding in Lac Ralo when two persons or three persons in Lac Ralo look at some words. People come away with different interpretations. So I think it would probably require, you know, some proper document, probably explaining a paragraph or two or three for each of the bullet points. And it's possible by doing that, some of these bullet points could be condensed into one, you know, key factor or key weakness or strength or opportunity or threat. So I agree, we need to really close this off, but I think we need to really have that document so that, and having a few paragraphs to each of the bullet points so that everybody understands what we are talking about. Otherwise, we're not going to, you know, I don't want to deliver this and then nothing happens. I want to deliver this so that people can think about it and then figure out ways on how do we go forward. That's it. Thank you.
This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. Jose, do you have a comment regarding what Dev has said? This is Silvia Ivanko speaking. Jose cannot write or type on the AC room right now. I would like to say that it is a good idea to create some specific action lines, concrete action lines or action items to be posted on a document so that we can identify everything. That is all I wanted to say. Thank you very much. This is Alejandro Pisanta speaking. I repeat the question. Jose, do you have any comment regarding Dev's comment? This is Johnny Lariano speaking. Alejandro, could you please explain to me the idea of closing, because we need to draft a report and this will be a final closing. So I'm kind of concerned because we are not closing the issue, in fact. And the idea is to close the issue and to create a document, of draft a document. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Jose is typing something and he says, I don't think this is wrong or this is bad, but I do believe that we need to have a not too long document, a readable document, because long documents are not read by the regent. So this is his answer to Dev's comment. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I think we need to draft a brief document detailing or explaining the SWOT analysis. And I'm also reading Dev's comment. Dev says, yes, because the points alone require some explanations for all Lac Ralo to understand. So my question, Dev, is, who do you think should draft that document? And how can we enlarge this document to have 40 points so that we can finish and have a document, a brief document, as soon as possible?
Okay. This is Dave. Well, that, this is Devanand speaking. Well, I suggest that we could divide the work amongst us four and to try to take each of those points and then try to write our own explanations for each of these points. I understand the concern about it being a very long report, but I really do think we need to really explain what each of these points means, because I predict people reading this will think different things and different interpretations. So I will volunteer to help do this, to help try to write a few of these topics. But perhaps Jose, Alejandro, Johnny, we could try to work on, you know, we can split the work among ourselves and attempt to put together the one document. So that's my suggestion, and I'm willing to give it a shot to actually do this. I know everybody is busy, but I think this is important to do. Thank you. That's it.
Alejandro Pisanti is speaking. I see Johnny Laureano is typing something on the AAC room, so I will wait for him to stop typing. Johnny, Jose, would you like to say something? This is Johnny speaking. I think that we need to take into account what Dev is suggesting, because he has a great experience and has been working extensively for ICANN. And we also need to take into account Jose's experience. So we need to work together to have useful document, to produce a useful document. The creation of this plan requires an overall vision. So we can start working, Dev can initiate the work, for example, in 3 or 4 days. We can have an overall document with all the SWOT points. And then we should go deeper into the ideas. I, for example, could take certain actions or bullet points and then, for example, Alejandro can close the document and take it to the Lagrala community. I think we can take a part to work together so that we can have a final document that is useful for all of us, not only for Lagrallo, but I think we are all responsible for acting on the same line. We need to work aligned with the users, with ICANN, aligned with the Lagrallo community interests. So I would suggest the dev initiates the document. Then once he starts with the document, I will receive the document. I keep on working with the document. And then I pass the document to Jose. And with all his experience as a chair of Lagrallo, he might contribute to the document, and finally we can give it to you as the final person to close the document so that we can have a final document that is useful for all of us. So this is my idea. If we analyze the SWOT analysis, we have 40 bullets, but only 3 or 4 have to do with these strengths. So really, I don't think that we have only three or four bullets for the strengths. I think we need to develop this, taking into account a overall view or point of view. So, as I said before, Dev can start working with the document. After 3 or 4 days, he passes the document to me, for example. I keep on working with the document, and then I pass the document to Jose and then to you so that you can close the document. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I will try to arrange all the opinions and organize all the opinions and point of view. I think this working group should present a final document so as to keep on working and not to reach conclusions. So that's why we need to analyze the strengths, the opportunities, the threats. So for me, work is already done. There is great participation within the community. So I think they should take the points and decide with which points they agree and with which points they do not agree, and then decide if there is any other points to be included.
Okay.
We need to have an overall vision. Interpreters apologize, but Alejandro's audio is not clear.
Oh, darn.
We need to take into account the bylaws of 1998, the participation of the community should be open. So we agree with having a more detailed document. So on Monday, we can set a deadline for the document. And after that, after the final editing, I will draft the final report, and I will give it to Jose. So the idea then is to create a new working group with new members from Lacroix. We can keep on working if we wish to do it, to finish the work, but the idea is to have new volunteers from the region. Of course, we can see this as an agreement regarding the SWOT analysis, but I think we have to let the community or allow the community and Jose to Sylvia is typing or is suggesting Alejandro proposes to dissolve this working group given that 80% are not active. So the idea is to allow the community to say how we should continue. Perhaps we should start from scratch. Or perhaps the chair and the secretariat might continue.
Mm-hmm.
The other important points to discuss are the calendar or the agenda for the rest of the strategic planning. So we need to take into account the calls and other working groups. And the other options that I mentioned is the group call at the very beginning of the week.
Okay.
I mentioned, which are the options we have to keep on working? In order to have success, we need an external facilitator with enough skills and with no interest. So this facilitator is part of the strategic planning and is generally hired from third parties. So I think that Jose should be in charge of finding out if I can manage this or can found this to see if we can have a facilitator, an external facilitator, and to see if there are people interested in playing this role. Once we get the money, and if I can provide the money for that, then we will need to focus on the characteristic of the person so as to work properly. This person should be bilingual, multicultural. And then we should work among ourselves. These are the decisions to be made, and we need to have the approval of the community, but we have the operating or the operative responsibility. And we are delivering something, a tool to the community, for the community to work. And the idea is that they work based on operational principles. So now I give the floor to the following speaker.
This is Dave. Can I go ahead?
This is Sylvia speaking. Dev is asking for the floor. Dev, go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Alejandro. This is Dave speaking. I think... Yes, once the report is complete, that documents, okay, this is what our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities and the threats, we can, I think, once the report is completed and submitted to the LACRALO, the group can be dissolved as such. And then it's really, I guess, up to LACRALO to really, to really figure out how do we then address these issues. I heard you talk about an external facilitator and so forth. I suppose those type of things can be explored. But again, that's not really. I think maybe we're thinking too far ahead. Maybe potentially. We just need to really focus. I think our key thing is to really produce the report for LACRALO, and then hopefully get some ideas as to how do we solve these, how do we boost our strengths and opportunities and reduce our weaknesses and threats. One final thing is the timing, obviously. I imagine you would like to be finished with this as soon as possible, but I do note the upcoming ICANN meeting, public ICANN meeting in next month, so it will be difficult, but I think we just have to just start it and work to the best of our abilities and time to finish the report. Okay, but that's it. I'll give Jose. I would like to hear what Jose has to say.
This is Jose Arce speaking. Can you hear me? Sylvia speaking. Yes, of course. Go ahead, please, Jose. Jose Arce speaking. Oh, good. Finally, I have a microphone and I can express my views. Well, I think so far the discussion has been productive, but personally, I am not fully convinced regarding this proposal of finalizing this as soon as possible and dissolving the group and then see what is it that the community wants. It is really complicated to come up with a proposal along these lines at this stage of our work, our ongoing work. And plenty of things, of thoughts, come to my mind right now, so I will try to put them in order. First of all, from now, between now and Monday, as Alejandro proposed, we should strive to have this document ready. I will cooperate, as Johnny indicated. I will try to complete the strengths in our SWOT analysis, because like him, I believe that we do have more strengths. So I will submit this to other members' opinion, but I would like to see that SWOT square or box a little bit more populated, and surely that will be enriched after our analysis. In the second place, I wanted to say something regarding Alejandro, regarding the external facilitator. Well, personally, I will consult staff. However, let me tell you that Lacralo does not have its own budget, so we need to submit this request to the ALAC at large community. I believe this is rather difficult because, as we know, we have fiscal years to observe. So this could have been proposed for this ongoing fiscal year. And if we present or submit our request now, probably it will be allocated in the next fiscal year. So if you all agree, we should seek somebody within the community that is not an at-large member. I am not against the idea of a facilitator, and I believe this idea may work out very well if we do have a work agenda and a sustainable plan in order to carry out this work. Also, I wanted to address the regional strategic plan that, unlike this one, has moved or made progress rather quickly. And, oh, Dev, you are a member of that group, so the implementation phase is about to start, so we need to take into account what is going on in that regional strategic planning working group or groups, and we need to try to make progress in parallel. Well, Dev is a member of that group that I am mentioning, and he can update us on their plans so that they can coincide with the Lacralo proposals.
Okay, this is Dave.
Fourthly, I wanted to say that at some point Alejandro said that several issues should be deferred to the chair and the secretariat, that is Sylvia and myself. I have no problem at all, but we should see how we are going to do this, because this is within the framework of a working group, and responsibilities have already been taken. So if this is Alejandro's proposal, once the group is dissolved, well, we should see if the community agrees this should be so. I believe that whatever decision is made First of all the working group members have to agree. And if the working group is dissolved and another decision has to be made, then it is the community that has to decide on the steps, the next steps, and the decisions to be made. However, Sylvia and myself have always tried to be involved in all the working groups, supporting them, helping. In fact, I believe that what took place today on this call may be the starting point for the governance working group that will be meeting or having a call next week. So this is what I wanted to share with you. These are my comments. Feel free to reply to my comments, Alejandro, Dev, Johnny. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. The group has to bring its work to a close, and after that, we do not have any further scope. Of course, as you say, it is up to the community to dissolve the group, to reform or change the group's mission, but the group's work needs to come to a close. We need to have our deliverables. Now, if after that people do not like the deliverables, well, we have the following process. That is a process by which the community as a whole is going to redo the SWOT. So I am giving you tools in order to facilitate your job as the chair. And if we need to continue leading this initiative internally, I will gladly do so. But this has to do with representation for all the community. And strategic planning has deadlines. We cannot prolong this work endlessly. The regional strategic planning group is or came to a halt because they are setting priorities or prioritizing their initiatives. They met for days and they made some progress, so it is not fair to compare that group to ours. We have made progress. And we also held elections in between, so we interpreters apologize, but Alejandro Pisanti's audio is not fully clear. So if we want the community to participate, we cannot keep on waiting. In strategic planning, Jose, as in any other initiative, the leader has responsibilities. And we need to handle this process to improve this document in this case. If we continue improving this, maybe we get close to the end result, maybe we deviate from it. So we need to deliver this to the community so that the community can express their views and can validate whether we have understood the community properly or not. If it is not in line with what the community wants, then participants may have to change. But we have a commitment towards the community. We do need to bring this work to a close. Jose Arce speaking. We have very few minutes left before the top of the hour, but I would like to reply to Alejandro. I believe, and before I continue, can you hear me? Sylvia speaking. Yes, of course. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I believe that Alejandro is trying to make me responsible for something for which I am not. At the time, I accepted to chair this group and get it started. And interpreters apologize, but we have two speakers overlapping on the Spanish channel. Jose Arce speaking again. So, the first thing the community will say is, well, the result of this document, let's see, is it somehow in line with the mission, the vision, the objectives that this group set initially? Well, quite frankly, I don't know what that mission and what that vision is because I don't see them reflected anywhere. When the four working groups were created, each group was independent and they chose somebody that would be responsible for each of these groups. So I don't know why the chair and the secretariat now have to be responsible for these groups. Of course, we are jointly responsible with the people that are participating that at a certain point in time assumed or took a commitment to draft a deliverable and deliver it by a certain deadline. So neither Sylvia nor myself can be responsible for this 80% of lack of participation. We cannot do the job or the work that the group should have done, and we cannot do a job that the person that accepted to lead the group and took decisions or made decisions as the ones you mentioned, Alejandro, that is, to stop the group's work on account of the elections. And I haven't heard a single member of this group in agreement to that decision. What's more, I circulated an email suggesting that you shouldn't stop working on account of the elections. To date, I do not know why, or I do not know the sustainable or logical reason why you stopped working on account of the elections. I really cannot understand that. I am deeply concerned about this group, about the decisions that are made. I believe the work, your work, has to come to a close. And I don't want the record to state that it is only the chair and the secretariat's responsibility when the working groups had a defined scope right from the beginning, which was quite different from what is being said now. And you are not focusing on solving issues, but rather on assigning responsibilities to other people, which is not correct in my opinion. Thank you. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, Dev would like to take the floor. So Dev, go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. I think everybody just needs to step back a bit and just look and just take things in sequence here. What we have to do is look at the SWOT and I think prepare a report on that. Let's get to that first step before trying to come up with solutions and so forth. We really need to document the SWOT and get that delivered. Okay? Now, once Lacuolo can understand the report and can comment on it and so forth, I think it would be more beneficial that the report is circulated to all the members in Lacuolo for everybody to comment on it. So in fact, what could happen is that the work we do to document this, to document the SWOT, we publish that as a draft. Just as like how ICANN does public comments, you know, there's a draft posted for public comment, and we get the feedback from Lakralo members as to whether they understand this, they need clarification, they disagree or whatever. And if that discussion has to happen during a Lakralo monthly call, I think that's a great opportunity there for getting feedback. So, and then we can then take that into account. You know, maybe somebody could come up with something new that we did not consider, and then produce a final report regarding strategic planning. With regards to things such as what was the overall goals and objectives and so on, I should point out that, you know, two working groups, particularly the Lakralo Strategic Working Group and the Lakralo Governance Working Group, had some overlap in the sense that, I think one of the issues regarding that one of the challenges Lakralo has is in terms of governance, in the terms of how we understand what governance means and how different members interpret governance. And this leads to clashes and the difficulties that we sometimes face in collaborating with each other. So, unfortunately, that work has not really happened to an extent that I would have liked, because I thought the governance work could have impacted the work of the strategic group, and then this group could have impacted the work of the governance group. But that hasn't happened. But I would say that's water under the bridge. That time is gone. We are here now, 20th of June, 2013. And let's take things one step at a time. Let's deliver this. Let's work on focus on delivering the report for the SWOT. And then then circulate it to all the members as a draft report and get feedback and then decide whether there's additions, changes that need to be made. And then the chair and secretariat or the Lakralo could decide whether to A, extend the working group, this working group mandate if it wants to, or if it wants to create an entirely new working group and call it a different name, fine. But to be quite honest, I'm sure it's going to be the same persons that come into this working group. So not to offend anyone, but we're just discussing semantics. Let's just deliver the report. And because this report should have been completed a while ago, but due to time constraints and so forth. So that's it. So let's just focus on the report and not worry about what's been said after. So that's my suggestion. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on that deliverable. That's it.
This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Deb. Now Alejandro Pisanti has the floor. Go ahead, please. Thank you, Sylvia. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Jose, if we can bring this stage to a close, this working group will have met or observed its mandate, because that was our mandate, that is, to collect or gather data for a preliminary analysis. That is what we are doing. And then we had to come up with a work proposal in order to develop this. So the proposal is to carry out this work according to the planning methods, and we have a working schedule or calendar, which has to be agreed on by all the organization. In a preliminary document, the proposal was to have wide community engagement and to have a face-to-face meeting with a very thorough preparation for remote participation. This is included in the group's reports. I would like to make some points of clarification regarding what Jose said. Jose, I see no delay in this group, and you do not want us to present this. And this is not the way in which strategic planning works. I do not agree with Dev's proposal to submit this to Lacralo in order to get their feedback. Our job, our work has to be concluded, and what Lacralo has to do with our document is to initiate the strategic planning formally on the basis of this document. So, of course, if the community does not think that divisions are a weakness, for instance, well, it is the community that will decide that. If a group member does not agree with language barriers as being a weakness, well, that may be changed, but we need a deadline to bring this to a close, and this is Sylvia speaking. Excuse me for interrupting, Alejandro. I have difficulty hearing you. There's some feedback on the line, so this is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Well, Dev, Jose, please mute your speakers so that we avoid having feedback on the line. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Kindly mute your speakers. And Alejandro, can you quickly summarize your previous comment, because we are 10 minutes past the hours. Remember that our interpreters are working extra time for us. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Well, we observed or met this group's mandate 100% because we drafted the document. If anyone does not agree with this document, we have until Monday to finish the discussion and deliver it. Then the second part of the mandate was to come up with a procedure to perform planning on the basis of this matrix. And the proposal is to have a face-to-face meeting with wide remote participation chaired or led by a facilitator to analyze the SWOT matrix and to set priorities. Maybe we can use a strength to revert a weakness. And we are not delayed, but if we submit this as a final document for the working group or a working group final document, then we will have a delay. And then regarding the group's work coming to a halt because of the elections, well, the idea was to wait for the results because that was going to significantly impact upon our strengths and weaknesses analysis, and that was the case. We had a projection within the group, and we had different positions regarding the elections because the outcome of the election might lead to lack of legitimacy in the chosen leadership, which was not the case. Apparently, the community is satisfied with the election. So that point is no longer such an important priority in the analysis. The interpreters apologize, but Alejandro Pisanti's audio is not clear. What results from the weakness that I have described is that the community will seek concrete actions. If the community does not ratify the analysis, then other priorities will be set for the purposes of achieving unity among the regions or sub-regions. So, it is justified to have postponed the analysis until the end of the elections. The working group is not presented any conclusion based on the chair's weaknesses. We are presenting a conclusion towards which the entire community is willing to work. That is, for the sake of unity in the region. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. So we are now bringing this call to a close. Let us agree on a deadline to finalize or to conclude the final report. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I believe that Monday would be the deadline to change or document the SWOT matrix. And then after that, we need to conclude the report with the convergence of objectives. And if necessary, we will schedule another conference call. If not, we will finalize our work by email. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Excuse me, the audio was not very clear. So we have until Monday to finish the SWOT matrix. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Exactly. And then one more week to finalize the report. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, perfect. So Alejandro Pisanti speaking. We will try to finish everything by email and by drafting the document in a collaborative fashion by using the community's wiki. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, so next steps are taken down already. I will circulate a brief summary. Unfortunately, I couldn't get every single word, but I will circulate this to Silvia and Alejandro to coordinate the next steps. But we will keep working by email. Thank you all very much for your participation. Alejandro Pisanti, thank you, Silvia. Thank you, Silvia. Thank you. I want to thank the staff for their support. They let us work freely and efficiently in order to productively work out how to move forward. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Johnny, Alejandro, Jose, Deb. We will keep in touch by email. Thank you all and goodbye.
Thanks, everyone, and thanks again to the interpreters.
You're welcome, Deb. Goodbye.